So chunking. So with chunking, it's very important because this sits very nicely at this section, because what we know so far is that we've taken a client into trance. So we've chunked them down, okay, by moving into, chunked them up, we chunked them up into more abstract, yeah, more abstract ideas. And when we do the meta model in a little while later, the metal model, we're chunking down into more detail. So let's look now at chunking in more detail. See, what we say is that with any idea, concept, or thing, you can map that particular idea, concept, or thing through its levels of abstraction or specificity, if you care to say it that way. So you've got an example there, I think, of cars. So with cars, if we chunk up a level with cars, we get to transport. So the way we do that is by asking the question, cars for what purpose? Or what is car an example of? Would both get us a similar answer, something like transport. Then we say, okay, good. Then we keep going, we might ask another question. So again, what's that an example of? Movement. What's the highest intention of movement? Existence. If we then ask another, and some people might get to the level and not have any more words to describe it. Or you might go more and say, okay, what's the, and it's okay, great, so existence for what purpose? Or what's the purpose of existence? They keep going up even more, it might bounce down a little bit, but ultimately you're trying to get them up and up and up using a series of questions. And ultimately what will happen when you chunk somebody up is they'll go into what we call the void, into the void, which is the beyond word state, which is a pure V-A-K-O-G experience. Remember I said to you before that words are a label? This is where you go beyond labels. When you take someone up through levels of abstraction, you take them beyond the labels. There's a specific intervention which we do at Master Practitioner, a linguistic technique that will actually take someone from their identity of who they are as a person through the levels of abstraction until they can't have any words to describe who they are anymore. That's very useful for de-identifying someone's limiting labels they have for themselves. Okay? And more of that on Master Practitioner. But for now, let's get used to the idea of chunking. So the idea is that as soon as we label something, we change its experience. Looking down then, if we chunk down, what we're doing therefore is we're chunking down into more specificity. So we jump down on car, we can go two ways, types of car or bits of car, parts of car. So types of car, what type of car? Well, again, chunk down, BMW. Again, chunk down one level more, 330, chunk down one more, ISE. So you can always map either up or down, or indeed across. So abstract, going up, takes people more into trance. Chunk down into more specificity, out of trance. As a generalization as well, AD people, down. They like to chunk down into the detail, because it gets them out of trance. They like to be in conscious mind. So conscious mind, unconscious mind. Okay? As a generalization as well. So AD people go down, whereas more intuitive, more feeling people, kinesthetics, probably more up. So what I want to look at here is how can we control the specificity someone's communicating at to get the best result and create the internal representations that we want them to have. And we do that by asking these questions in a specific way. For chunking up, we ask the questions either, for what purpose, blank, so for what purpose, car, goes you up, gives you going up, or what is the highest intention of, blank, car, football, doesn't matter, your nan, whatever, it doesn't really matter, anything. You can use anything at all. And then so, or you could say, what is this an example of? Would have you go up. Now, bear in mind, there's another question that's close to that would take them down. So if you say, what is this an example of? It'll have them go up. If you say, what's an example of this? It'll have them go down. They're very close, those questions, so you need to be careful, because if you choose the wrong one, you'll have them go the different way. Okay, so what is this an example of? They go up. What's an example of this? They'll probably go down. Okay? So chunking down questions then are possibly you could use what, who, where, when, or how specifically. So any specificity question like that that asks for more detail on the thing you're doing will have them take them down. And as I said before, what are examples of this? That will take them down as well. Or any of the meta model questions that you're going to do later on would take them down as well. Now, we don't use why. We never use the word why. Why don't we use why on chunking? It's unpredictable. We don't know. Some people ask why they'll go up, some people why they'll go down. So we can't predict the internal representation they're going to make with the why question, so we don't ask why. In fact, we rarely ask why in NLP. We're not really interested in why in NLP too much. We're more interested in how. Although I do bring the why into it, and certainly in terms of why somebody's behaving the certain way, what's driving it, for example. So we've got the different questions. And also you can chunk sideways as well. This is the structure of lateral thinking. Lateral thinking is chunk up one level, and then chunk across almost, and then come down with a different example. So if you give the example of transport, you can see there you go. So cars, you might argue about cars. You could argue at the level of specificity on cars, as in you could argue that cars weren't good. But you couldn't say, okay, you couldn't move up a level and go say, okay, so could we agree on at least that transport is good? There's more chance you'll agree on transport than on cars. Does that make sense? Yeah? And chunk up another level higher, you'll definitely agree at a level of movement is a good thing. So what you then do is then you chunk across and go, so what's another example of this? So you'd come across and come down maybe at buses or bicycles, for example, and you may end up agreeing at this level. So this is a very good way of using this for negotiations as well in sales or in business, is to use this ability to chunk up, chunk across, get agree. What your idea is to chunk up. If you find you've lost rapport and you have disagreement, what you do is you chunk up a level until you find agreement again. So you get the rapport back and then chunk down at another level only as quickly as you can maintain agreement and maintain rapport. Does that make sense? Yeah? And that's what negotiators do, is do this through lateral thinking.